At the risk of sounding like the main character from that movie, Elf, I really do love this time of year. Christmas is equal parts hectic, zany fun with the people you love and a free pass to laze around and indulge for days on end. But the holidays aren't stress-free for everyone because that zaniness and the indulgence is directly linked to drinking for a lot of us, which means if you are navigating or recovering from alcohol addiction, this time of year can be really anxiety-inducing and social events become a test of willpower. So if this is something you've tackled, I would really love to hear from you. If you've ditched booze, tell me why and what's helped you stay the course. Help your fellow Life Matters listener who might be a bit worried about coming into Christmas and all of the alcohol around. With me is Ben Venker, Manager of Lived Experience Workforce and Advocacy at the Addiction Support Service Turning Point, who has also overcome alcohol addiction himself. Ben, welcome to Life Matters.
Well, thank you for having me. Great to be on.
Do you mind telling me a bit about the beginning of your journey?
Yeah, sure. So alcohol played a big part of my life to a point where it became everything that I used for how I manage fitting in socially, how I manage my emotional state. I drank when I was happy. I drank when I was sad. It sort of became everything and how I cope in the world. So I got to a point where I couldn't live that way anymore and thought I need to stop drinking and find new ways of coping. And that's what I did. I decided to seek some support, get into treatment and haven't looked back from there.
What did Christmas used to look like for you?
Yeah, sure. Christmas was a time that I actually really enjoyed. I still enjoy Christmas today, but back then it was more about I enjoyed it for the fact that the normal person, I suppose you could say, drank the way that I like to drink. So there was a spike of drinking and there was no need for me to hide away the way that I was drinking. So it was great to be able to drink guilt-free, I suppose you could say, and not have to hide behind closed doors, so to speak.
Yeah, it's not uncommon on Christmas morning to be like, yeah, champagne at like 7 a.m., let's go. Like, what is it about Christmas, do you reckon, that gives us this sort of feeling of a license to binge?
Yeah, look, I think Christmas is a challenging time for a lot of people. And so you've got the combination of it being a tough time, like reconnecting with sometimes some challenging family dynamics or whatever it might be, or it might just be the fact that, you know, we all work really hard and getting to that end point of the year is a place that we get to and we celebrate, we let our hair down. And for us Australians, we like to do that with alcohol. So it's an ingrained sort of part of our culture. So I think that's a big part of it is that celebration factor and that relief that we've made it through another year. But also, as I said, alcohol's a great way to, I suppose, mask some of the challenges we face with some of those family dynamics or those relationship challenges that we have that always tend to rear their head around that Christmas period.
You are listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor. I'm chatting with Ben Venker from Turning Point about quitting booze and especially that first Christmas after you've decided to step back from alcohol. Maybe you felt like it was a bit of a problem for you and you just wanted to cool your jets a little bit. Maybe it's been a really big part of your life that you really realised you had to step away from. Ben, I would love to talk about that first Christmas for you. How long had you been in recovery for when you, like what time of year was it when you were started to take a step back?
Yeah, look, I sought treatment sort of in the latter half of the year. So by the time I got to my first Christmas, I'd been about 3 months without drinking. So still quite early.
Yeah, it's not very long, is it?
I suppose. It is quite early. And it was a period of time that I was quite anxious about coming into Christmas. But I think for anybody, like for me, what helped was I had a very clear plan on how I was going to navigate that time of year. And I was very open and transparent with those that I could be around what I was doing and how I planned on getting through that time. And I feel it opens up into two areas. Like I have my family that I can speak quite openly and clearly, and lucky for me, I have really good support there. But on the other side, you've got the challenges associated with work functions and social events where you might not necessarily feel comfortable to be, you know, outwardly saying that I'm not drinking, or, you know, to not be holding a drink in your hand can be quite challenging. So I feel there's two areas that we sort of need to think about how we're going to navigate that time of year.
What you said you had a plan. I'd love to know how you developed it and, like, how did you write it down? How, like, you talked to people about it. How formalized was it?
Yeah, look, for me, for my family events, it was very, you know, very transparent with my family around what I was doing with my alcohol use. And for actual Christmas Day, we actually had an alcohol-free lunch, and it was lovely. And that was all very different compared to previous years, which was great. But it was good to get through that first Christmas with my family. And then with the social events, it was a time for me that I made sure I had somebody that I could lean on or call. For any social event, I made sure I had an escape route, I suppose you could say, where I was in control about it when I would leave. So I wasn't relying on other people to get me around. I had my own way getting there. I had my own way to leave, and I gave myself permission to leave as soon as I felt uncomfortable. I always made sure I had my hands occupied, so I always had a drink in my hand, be that a soft drink or a water or whatever it might have been, but just always had kept my hands really busy. And what I found is that most people don't really care what you're drinking. A lot of it was just in my own head. So, but, you know, I think having a plan around, okay, who am I going to contact when I start to feel a little bit uncomfortable or a little bit unsettled is important. So you can just take yourself outside and make that phone call and get some reassurance. I think that was a really important part. And as I said, making sure I could leave without having to rely on other people was important too.
Been asking you for your stories, if you're happy to share them about quitting booze or what you've done to sort of help yourself navigate that. Peter says, I've been 6 months sober. It's been incredibly hard as I work in the wine industry. So I went to some AA meetings and it scared me to the core and helped me stay strong. My wife went sober to support me, which also helped. Peter says, good luck, everyone. Another text says, my first Christmas is coming up. I'm doing the Sydney to Hobart. What can people around you do, Ben, to support you if you are coming up to your first big Christmas when you're off the booze?
Look, I think that, like I said, with my family, I was very open with my siblings and my parents, and you know, while I didn't want everybody to change their behaviours around me just because I wasn't drinking anymore, it was incredibly supportive that they all chose not to drink as well. So I think, you know, if you're comfortable and can speak to your friends and family around what you're doing, then I really encourage people to get on the front foot and get proactive in that space. And to also be there to offer people support around, if you've got somebody who you know who is abstaining from alcohol for the first time this Christmas, then to offer that support of, you know, have you got any social events coming up? Do you need some help or support? Do you want me to be there for you to make that phone call? Do you want me to come along with you? So I think any sort of support we can offer people in that respect is very helpful.
Does it get easier?
Oh, absolutely. It's not even a thought now. It's like 13 years down the track, and I used to love Christmas because it gave me permission to drink in a manner that was, I felt, socially acceptable, and now I love Christmas for being present and available for having, like, genuine connections over this time with family and friends, and being able to sort of create really clear memories to be present and available for my wife and kids. Like, that's what, for me, this time of year is all about now. Alcohol is not even a thought these days. So it does get a lot easier for those people navigating their first one. Like getting through the first of anything is really tough. But the building of self-esteem and self-worth with each of these milestones that we get through, you can't put a value on that. Like that's what it's all about rebuilding yourself up, finding new ways to navigate and cope in the world. And then you'll start to really working out who you are and start really enjoying life for what it's all about. And that's not around alcohol.
Ben, thank you so much for sharing your story with me today. Ben Venker works with Addiction Service Turning Point. He lends his lived experience to others tackling drug and alcohol addiction.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.